just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. This is Jeremy Evans filling in for Andrew McKay. Right now we are grateful to be joined by Escambia County Administrator Janice Gilley. Janice, how are you this morning?
Fine, thanks. I'm really good because we did not have a lot of severe damage last night, which was something that we were prepared for. So I'm very thankful for that.
Yes, me too. I heard some rain and some thunder woke me up at about 2 o'clock in the morning. But as I was driving in this morning, I didn't see too many down branches and tree limbs or anything. And so I was grateful to see that just in my community. And it's good to hear that it sounds like it's that way throughout the entire community.
Yes, sir. We had an extra cruise up in Century because we were afraid that would be the northern sense. Part of the county would be the more likely to be harder hit. So we were prepared, but thankfully we didn't have to, activate them.
That's wonderful. About 7 years ago, some really bad weather led to an explosion at the Escambia County Jail, which has led to a long process of getting the jail rebuilt that we are very close to crossing the finish line on. How is that going, and where are we in that process?
Yes, sir. So we are in the final stages of the construction. It's not what we would consider substantially complete yet. So we are still working with the contractor and just making sure that, if you build a house or a business, you call it a punch list. So we're still going through those things. And as you can imagine, it's a giant facility. And so it takes quite a bit of time to go through and make sure, every single issue has been resolved. So I think the chief told me yesterday, I was at the old jail with him, told me that they were going to have a crew go through one more time, like 20 officers, and just go one by one, room by room, floor by floor, just looking to see if there were things that they needed to correct, for the safety of the inmates, but also for the safety of the officers, just make sure everything has every I's dotted, every T's crossed before we take over the facility. We are looking to have a ribbon cutting on Monday, March 29th at 1 p.m. And so we'll be out in front of that new facility, weather permitting. If weather is not permitting, we do have a large bays that would provide enough space on the inside for everyone to come. So we're going to be having an event, and folks are welcome to come and do a tour.
That sounds amazing. I think that one thing that you mentioned is making sure that everything is constructed properly for the safety of the officers in the construction. My assumption would be having that jail back and having people placed in kind of a situation, inmates placed into a situation where we have a jail that's properly put together, people are properly, nothing's overcrowded, nothing is, everything is built appropriately, is good for the safety of the inmates and the safety of the officers, not just in the construction, but moving forward for the county, that we have kind of a proper jail once again is good for everybody involved.
Yeah, and it's one of those situations where unfortunately we are probably going to be at capacity the day we open. We sit on about anywhere from 40 to 80 state inmates that need to be transported to the state. So that also adds to our numbers. So, I hate to say it, but we're going to have to start already looking at phase two.
Yeah.
We're going to be trying to do some renovations to the current jail, but we're going to already be looking at phase two of this facility in the upcoming probably 2 years.
Okay. And in other news in Escambia County, we are possibly looking to add a new fire station in Beulah. Is that true?
Well, we have a long time fire station there that has been faithfully manned by volunteers. This is the station where unfortunately we had the tragedy of their incoming chief was killed by the log truck November 2 years or 2019, And so, you know, there have been a lot of transitional changes in that particular station. And as you know, Beulah has grown so much over the last, you know, 10 years. There's just a need for us to have more firefighters there on the ground. And so, yes, we are looking to add a crew of three at that fire station. Commissioner Burgosh will bring it to the board next week for their approval. And, you know, we're just looking to try and make sure that the response times are, you know, appropriate and meet the level of expectation that residents in that area would like. So it's a, you know, that's a, it's a great opportunity for the volunteers and career members at that station to work together. And so I look forward to that for our fire staff. The other thing I would mention too, as, you know, there are a lot of public safety openings in the county, whether it be corrections officers, detention assistants. We also have jail medical jail medical positions open, firefighters, and now we've created a cadet program. And that cadet program is a way for individuals to receive compensation while they're pursuing their certifications to become a career firefighter. And so we have those positions up on the available on the Escambia County website. And because these positions are so important to all of our public health and safety, and I think the sheriff would agree too, you know, we just want to make sure that folks know those positions are available and there is an opportunity to, you know, receive benefits and have a really good career in those areas. And in regard to that, Dr. Marcus McBride, who is the CareerSource Escarosa director, he's going to come to the board next week. I've asked him to come and make a presentation on just the status of employment and in the region and just kind of give us an update. Because, you know, in the past, we thought that a 3% unemployment rate was basically zero, right, if you owned a business or you needed workers. Well, quite frankly, we're at about 5.4%. And I would say for us in this region, that's about zero.
Yeah.
Because we're having a really difficult time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Janice, I'm not always a radio show host, and most of the time I'm just a regular citizen, and as a regular citizen, I just want to say I am grateful for the position that you hold with the county. You know, leaders are not oftentimes defined by they oftentimes are defined by how they handle the unexpected. And when you took the job as county administrator, nobody knew pandemic was coming. And I think that you and everybody at the county have done a great job of just finding ways to make it to tomorrow and to, you know, the county has done well. And I appreciate everything that you do helping Escambia County move forward every day. I know that this was not what you expected or anybody expected when they took these positions on, but I think you've done a great job. So thank you for everything that you do for our county.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that support. You know, our employees, we've not shut down at the county. We have had individuals that have had, you know, for various reasons, do need to work remotely. And so we have been, we've still been allowing that. But for the most part, you know, our jobs are hands-on jobs, right? Everything from the animal shelter to the public safety positions I just mentioned. And our employees have been 110% committed. I was at the road, the Public Works Department yesterday, and that place is amazing. I mean, our employees that show up every morning at 6 a.m., get ready to go. You know, we have the waste department folks. They show up at 3 a.m. To get their, you know, shifts going at 4 a.m. I mean, it's unbelievable the commitment by our county employees. And I can't speak highly enough of them myself.
Well, Janice, thank you for joining us today. Even though I'm not Andrew, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'm glad that the weather was not too bad yesterday.
Thank you. Thanks for sitting in for Andrew. I appreciate you doing that. I hope you've enjoyed it.